97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're lying to me, and not only are you lying to me, you're patronizing me and calling me names when I ask questions. You're acting like the freaking liberals do. When they don't want to answer a question, they just call you a racist and move on. Like,
yeah, Tucker Carlson there, and good morning to you. Welcome into the show on a Wednesday morning. Happy you're here. Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright in studio with me, and we'll get to Sue Thomas for you a little later. That was some of the sound I promised last hour from Tucker, who was sort of on fire. I had not seen this entire interview he did with Charlie Kirk, but he had a lot to say about Epstein and the files and how this whole investigation started and what it was all about to begin with. He argues it was all about the whole investigation to begin with was about blackmail, not underage sex with girls on an island somewhere in the ocean, and that there never was a list. Some pretty eye opening stuff in here that I had not heard from Tucker. So I'll continue to play just a little bit of that for you this morning. Kim, who won the tickets to Little Big Town?
Ryan,
congratulations.
Ryan Rawson.
That's awesome. And we appreciate the fact that it was caller number 7 and not caller number 14.
I did appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Thank you for doing that. That's awesome. We'll give away more tickets tomorrow and Friday. A little later, we are going to talk to Attorney General Andrew Bailey is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, along with Taylor Riggs. There are a couple of things going on here affecting our first responders this morning, and you know we are always on top of that, where we can step in and help. There is a situation going on with a first responder in St. Louis County facing a terrible cancer diagnosis just months after having a baby, and we are going to do what we can. I know they're trying to raise some money to prepare for what's to come because of the medical bills and the time off work that they're facing to try to save her life. And we're going to talk about that again this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. And coming up next, many, many years ago, Officer Tom Smith Jr. was killed in the line of duty. There is a memorial golf tournament that his family has put on for many of the years since that happened. That is coming up again, and they're still in need of some teams. So if you're a golfer, if you love to support our first responders, I'm going to give you all the details on that coming up in the next segment this morning. You won't have to wait long at all to find out a little bit more about that. And, of course, we'll have a check of business before the end of the hour. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Literally have perhaps a depression where you people, so rich, so beautiful, so nice to look at, will be totally busted. And let's see how long your wife stays with you. You're beautiful.
Donald Trump yesterday was tearing him up. He was at that that prayer meeting that he held, and he was describing the conversations he had with congressmen over the big, beautiful bill and how he was telling him, you got to get this done because you're not very attractive. And if you don't do this, you're going to be poor and then your wives are going to leave you.
I do think there needs to be more transparency. I do think that all needs to move forward. And I think the administration needs to address that.
Chip Roy talking about the Epstein situation and what exactly he thinks that the administration needs to do and not try to sweep this under the rug.
Tell you at all that your name appeared in the file.
No, she's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey.
Yeah, I've even got Pam Bondi this morning with her reaction to this whole thing and questions about whether or not she's going to step down over it.
Democrats have been angry at what this man tried to do the last time. They've been angry this time. So I, with much due respect to you both, I believe you are pointing the finger at the wrong person when you say Democrats.
I love it. Whoopi Goldberg there. You know who she's mad at?
Yeah, she's mad
Barack.
At and Mark Cuban.
She's mad at Barack and Mark Cuban. I played the Cuban bite yesterday, I think, but I didn't play the Barack bite. But Barack is like, you need to rise up. You need to fight back more against Trump. He's like, are you kidding me? We've been fighting since the day he came down the escalator.
There's, you know, I understand that there's a little bit of division, it seems like, among the Republicans, but there is certainly a lot of division among the Democrats about how to move forward, because people realize that a lot of the trust was broken with Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yep.
And there's no real, we don't want it to be Jasmine Crockett, there's no real leader of the Democratic Party.
Well, it's
and
David Hogg.
Not anymore. People are trying to figure out, how do we move forward? What's our messaging? They've been so big on abortion. Is that the golden ticket to try to convince people to vote for a Democrat in 2028? I don't think so anymore.
Trying to make more Democrat babies so you can win more elections, endorsing abortion is not the way to go about that.
No. They have illegals for that.
Oh, that's true. They're replacing the missing babies with illegals.
Yeah. Well, because they're already adults in many cases, so they can already vote for a Democrat. They don't have the time to wait 18 years for this beautiful baby to grow up and be able to vote.
This is true. They're all arguing over gerrymandering yesterday. And, on CNN last night, they were having this debate. And I just about can't watch this Abby Phillips show. I love Scott Jennings, but she has no control. She has six people on the set with her, and they talk over each other. And I don't even play their sound bites generally in the mornings, because it's hard to pick the voices out when they're all talking at the same time. Zero respect for the host or for whoever's speaking. But occasionally you get a piece of gold out of Scott Jennings. So Abby Phillips, the president yesterday, in case you missed it, was talking about Texas. He thinks Texas needs to redraw its districts because it's a red state. And he thinks they probably deserve three or four more seats in Congress out of Texas, the Republicans, if they just draw the lines properly. And Abby Phillips was losing her collective mind until Scott Jennings reminded her of this issue. I'm sorry, what has happened here? Oh, hold on. Here we go. Here we go.
So what does it signify that Republicans ahead of the midterms believe that it's going to be so necessary to get an upper hand that they have to actually redraw an entire state's congressional maps in order to get five whole seats out of it?
Oh, probably the same thing that it signifies when they did it in Illinois and got a 14-3 delegation for D's, Maryland 7-1, Massachusetts 9-0. We know what happened here in New York, California, even though they have a commission, we all know what goes on there.
In all of those cases in mid-cycles?
All of these cases are where Democrats use the power they have to give them an advantage.
But just to be clear.
All of these are cases where the Democrats in these blue states used district lines to give themselves an advantage. He used Illinois as a beautiful example of it. 14-3. And these other states, and you suddenly talk about it in a Republican, a red state, oh, how dare you? How desperate are they for the midterms if this is what they're trying to do to redraw lines? None of this is a surprise.
Well, I don't think they can
win. The Democrats have done it everywhere.
I think that they're realizing, the Democrats are, that they have to do something. I say rig the system, but they have to do something to win, because what they're doing is clearly not working. So that's why they bring in the illegals. That's why they're trying to redraw district lines.
Well, that's why they were trying to change the census.
Or put stuffed ballots at 2 a.m.
Well,
and act like that was nothing, you know, nothing
that's
to see
true,
here,
but,
folks.
I mean, think about that. If they had succeeded, and in large part they did, because remember, Trump tried to change the rules and the Democrats defeated him on it, to where the census would not have counted people who were here illegally. That's what they wanted. They got what they wanted. So once they got that secured, the idea in the next 10-year period till the next census was to fill up big blue cities with every illegal you could find, because as you count them, it increases the number of Democrat seats in Congress. That's what they wanted. And they will succeed to some extent with it, because I'm not sure we can get rid of all of them. But Donald Trump's doing a hell of a job trying. and he's doing exactly what I voted for, and I'm thrilled about that. All right, we're going to get to a commercial break here because we're going to talk to my friend Kim Kowalski on the other side of the break about the upcoming fundraiser, the Memorial Golf Tournament for Officer Tom Smith Jr., who passed away in the line of duty. They need some more golfers. They need maybe some items donated for silent auction items. If you can help out, we're going to tell you how coming up. Well, you know, we do all we can around here to try to help out our friends in the who are first responders. And in many cases, it'll be to help out someone, as we'll talk about a little later this morning, who's undergoing some serious health concerns right now. And at other times, it's to help out families that have been affected in the most dramatic way. And I'm talking about, of course, that Tom Smith Jr., who passed away in the line of duty many years ago, a St. Louis County police officer, and his dad has been helping stage a memorial tournament every year for many years since. And our friend Kim Kowalski is on the phone this morning, lost her husband as well due to an injury in the line of duty. And Kim, thanks for joining us this morning.
I appreciate you guys so much taking this at the last minute the way that you did. So thank you for your support. Mark, thank you for shaving your head. I'll volunteer the time. If you need a nickname to encourage you, we could call you Bullet Head. I like that.
But you know, some heads are meant to be bald. Some are not. It was not a good look for
Kim,
me.
Kim, we could do that on the air. We could stream it live during the show. I'd be happy to do that.
I'm down for it. Okay. Of course, I want to thank the listeners because I see so many people typing in on Facebook how they support law enforcement. And we've been through it for the last, Dave Doran, all that in 2020. You kept putting us on the air with the Peace March and with the line of duty deaths. And you never give up supporting law enforcement. And it does make a difference to our psyche, especially line of duty death families, because, we don't want to see that loss for naught. And sometimes it feels that way. So thank you so much.
Oh, all right. Of course.
So to get to the Thomas G. Smith Jr., he was a young man. He was only 23. His dad, a St. Louis County officer as well. His mom, Fran, wonderful human being. Got a sister, Nikki. Tommy was 23 and on 12/5 of 97 at 12:17 a.m., a catastrophic, deadly car. It ran him over on the side of 55. If you see 55 in Butler Hill, that's where the roadway sign is on the 55 southbound side. His father was working that same morning, and they came to the North County precinct station and shared that information. If you ever find that interview of him and what went through his mind, it will certainly rock your world and might be worthy of a film. So they had started this in 1998. They're knocking on $250,000. Tommy was a referee for the Special Olympics as well. So you have a dual organizations that are going to receive the funds from this. It's going to be Special Olympics. And, of course, I'm going to say it, the Backstoppers.
That's right.
They have the South County Lima Precinct Station named after him, if you ever get out that way. And then it's going to be at Forestell this Saturday. So what happens is they have 34 carts, 28 are filled. So today we have a bat phone set up with Fran, and she could fill those last six carts with up to 24 more people. If you're an individual, you can go. It's $130 on a single, and I think it was $520 for a group of four. It's a great event. They've got this down to a fine science. If you end up hungry, it's your own fault. We'll start there. If you end up thirsty, it's your own fault. We'll finish with that. But they've got the silent auction. They have all that going on in other years, and I assume it'll be this year also. There's nothing quite like bagpipes playing with the procession of the golf carts. I highly recommend that for your memory reel. It's going to be. Yeah, go ahead.
And I just want to point out, Kim, I know that this is coming up on the 26th,
correct,
which is going to be a week from Saturday, and they're trying to get these final teams confirmed by today, if possible, just so they can let the golf course know what to expect. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I have the bat phone number for to give out because we want to make this quicker. So it's by 2 p.m. today as far as the carts go. As far as silent auction donations, don't stop, you know, or you want to make a cash donation. Fran will probably tell you exactly how to do it. There's a way to go on a website. She can give you that. But the bat phone, here it is, 314-616-4231.
Okay. Well, we'll be sure to get that online, too. 314-616-4231 if you want to take part in this Tom Smith Jr. Memorial Golf Tournament taking place on the 26th. It's going to be out at Incline Village, correct?
That is correct. That's in Forestdale, which is West St. Charles County. Lovely. I've been there. Lots of water if you want to, you know, like get in front of it.
Absolutely. So yeah, it is a gorgeous course for people that haven't played out there, and of course, it's for fantastic cause. And had a chance to talk with Mr. Smith yesterday, and I know he's been working hard to get all this put together. This has been a labor of love on their part for a lot of years now, Kim.
Right. It's I think this is the 27th year. When you think about it, Tommy would have been 50 years old, and instead, you know, he lost his life at 23. His mom and dad and sister, they carried on with this for 28 years.
Right.
27, yes. And 23 make 50. So, you know, it's a labor of love. They do it. And I said it's $250,000 they've managed to donate between the two benefits with Special Olympics and Backstoppers. And it's just it is a wonderful way to recognize the line of duty death, help these causes, and just have a great time.
Well, Kim, thanks for all you do as well, as somebody who's been through this as well, to keep drawing attention to it.
Yes, I appreciate you saying that. I have some parole hearings coming up for the shooter of the late husband, and you would think after this many years I wouldn't be having so much, but apparently one of the offenders has reoffended, and so he's back in. And then the other one, it's been I've had about 10 parole hearings over the last 13 years. I'm a bit tired.
Well, Kim,
so I appreciate your prayers.
Yeah, you bet. And thanks for your help this morning, and I hope we get those golf carts filled up.
I appreciate you so much, all of you, and the listeners as well. Drop off some silent auction, drop off some money, and just sign up for those carts. We've got 24 spots left by 2 p.m. on the bat phone. Thank you.
Kim Kowalski, thank you. We'll talk again soon. 314-616-4231. Again, 616-4231. We'll get that posted up on our Facebook page as well. If you want to give them a call and help out, we certainly will do all we can to help out. That'll be a good time. All right, coming up, we're going to get you a check of business in just a few minutes. We got in other news, our friend Genevieve Wood at about 7:20. John Pudner is going to join us, president of Freedom and Family Action, former Bush aide years ago, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about President Trump and this big NATO arms package and trade deals being announced all over the place. So much to talk about. Got that coming up about 7:35. We're back here in a minute.
I'm going to be here for as long as the president wants me here, and I believe he's made that crystal clear. It's 4 years. Well, 3.5 now, right? We've got 6 months in. And it feels like 6 years.
Pam Bondi, yesterday they asked her the question, so there's a rumor that you're out. Are you leaving? What's going on? And she's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm planning to stay. I'll have some more of Tucker Carlson's comments on this this whole situation for you coming up here, because I don't know. I mean, Tucker has had some controversial things to say about Israel recently. He was against the actions in Iran and things like that, but he's convinced that Epstein was an Israeli agent whose job it was to blackmail wealthy donors and politicians and all that in America on behalf of a foreign government. And he thinks that's why this whole thing's been shut down. I don't know if you agree with that or not. I'm just telling you what Tucker's take on the whole thing is. So we'll play some more of that for you coming up here just a little bit later this morning. And, of course, we've got in other news coming up in a minute. But right now, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Morning, Nicole.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad to hear that. Got to hear a little bit of Jersey in you there.
Yeah. It comes out more or less on different days.
Wow.
Depends on my mood.
Yeah. You know, I heard you and Gordon talking this morning about some flooding up in New Jersey. Was that anywhere near your neck of the woods?
Not near me, but a few towns away, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw the video on the interstate where people were driving through. And then was it the subway in New York City that flooded?
Yeah,
and there was some really crazy video.
Yeah, luckily, my sister actually lives in New York City. Luckily, she got home from work, I think, within an hour before all the chaos started. So,
holy cow.
Yeah.
Is she a regular subway user?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
They shut the subway down, right, for a little bit? I mean, there was crazy water.
They must have had
they
to.
They had
just
to, at least a couple
stops. Just
based
on videos that I saw, because it was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
No so, kidding. Well, yeah. All right. Well, what's going on out there in the business world?
All right. So futures are mixed ahead of inflation data later this morning. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 436. The NASDAQ up 37. The S&P 500 up 24. The FDA says Hartford Bakery is voluntarily recalling hundreds of Lewis Bake Shop artisan-style half loaves because the products may contain undeclared hazelnuts. The bread was sold in Michigan, Missouri, Tennessee, and more. Investors will get another inflation reading this morning as June's producer price index rolls out. Dow Jones consensus estimates call for a 0.2% increase on a month-to-month basis. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports the average interest rate for a 30-year mortgage increased to 6.82% from 6.77%. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home dropped 12% for the week. Applications to refinance a home loan dropped 7% for the week. Ford is recalling more than 694,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to a fuel leak issue that could increase the risk of a fire. Officials say the recall applies to 2021 to 2024 Bronco sports cars and 2020 to 2022 Escape vehicles, citing risks that a cracked fuel injector could leak fuel into the engine compartment. Danone is recalling Yo Crunch yogurts over the risk that the product's dome toppers may have pieces of plastic inside them. The company said all flavors and sizes of Yo Crunch products currently in market are subject to the recall. And finally, think those kiosks at fast food joints are there to help? Think again. A new study reveals that orders placed at these kiosks are 15 to 30% higher on average because people order differently when no one is watching.
Really?
Like no one's judging you, so you get that double cheeseburger instead of the single?
No one's judging you. Plus, like, have you ever had it where, like, oh, I'm not sure what I'm going to get, and then you feel the cashier's eyes on you, so you're like, okay, I'll get a small fry.
yeah.
So it takes all of that.
You feel rushed.
Yes.
Well, what I do like is that sometimes if you can do those, you don't have to be asked if you want a tip.
Well, there's that. They don't do that so much at McDonald's.
But no, but everywhere else, pretty much under the sun, they ask if you want a tip.
Huh.
I mean, that's there whether there's a person asking for your order or not.
Yeah, but I feel less guilty about it if I can just hit no on the little kiosk that's far away from them. But instead of having to, it's like, you know when you hit no on the tip and then you have they turn around the little monitor?
Yeah.
And they can, it's like it almost seems like it's intentional that the screen where you hit no stays up a little bit longer than it should so that they have time to make sure that they see that, oh yeah, you're cheap, you didn't tip.
Do you like run away or do
you
hold
eye
contact?
I own it. I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry. You poured a cup of coffee for me. You're not getting a tip. I just paid $5 for that. You're not getting a tip.
Huh. Didn't we just do a story last week on the fact that, or recently, that AI voices are going to start taking your orders at like
fast
drive-thrus
food restaurants,
and stuff?
I think some of the fast food restaurants are rolling that out.
So then where would the tip go?
The robots need tips.
I mean,
they have to fund Skynet somehow. Come on. What, how are they going to build this whole nationwide network?
They'll probably still ask for tips and they'll just give it to people who work there.
Well, there's no tax on your tips. So, well, of course you want a bigger tip, right?
I guess so. But McDonald's?
That's a good point. Now that this whole no tax on tips thing, which is great, but they're probably going to be pushing harder for taxes because
for tips.
I didn't even think about that. That's the one downside of that.
Oh, man.
Well, if you want a bigger tip from me, be nice. Number one, I'm not going to tip you if I have to walk up and order something, but I'm more likely to tip you if you're serving my table. I'm gonna default to a 20% tip unless the service is really bad.
I just can't stand how, when you go up and you order food and you're standing up there and you go pick it up and they still want a tip.
Well,
and I
had to cook it.
Sometimes I cave and I'm just annoyed. I'm annoyed at myself right now. For even doing that.
Now that I think about it, you guys have never tipped me for one of these newscasts.
Oh,
it's true. Now we know, huh?
Yeah, but we brighten your day, so you've never really tipped us for providing humor back.
I have tipped you. It's in the mail.
Oh, it's in the
ours is too. Yeah.
Remember that T-shirt I sent you?
I'm wearing it right now.
That was a tip. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Are you really wearing it right now?
I swear.
That's very cool.
On my
picture to prove
life.
It or glad it's not a it. Thing.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. See you later. Yeah. I'm just like, wow, that T-shirt was your tip.
You think she's really wearing it?
She said she was. Why would she lie about it?
I don't know why she would.
We need to start getting her on camera then. We'll just go live to New Jersey.
We should just ask people that. If you like the show, feel free to give us a tip. We'll put our Venmo accounts. I have a second baby coming. We'll put our Venmo accounts there. And you, if you like what you hear, give us a tip.
Maybe they could just donate diapers or something. Isn't that a big thing these days?
Yeah,
don't they have like diaper parties?
Yeah. My husband's job, his work is actually throwing him a baby shower, which is very nice. I didn't expect that because with the second baby, I'm not having a baby shower. You have everything you need and I don't know. I don't do that. But that's very sweet of his office.
I have never heard of somebody giving a man a baby shower.
No, they'll
have
do that.
Have you, Ethan? Ethan's shaking his head.
Well, they'll do diaper parties for men, typically. Or for the women, they might call it a sprinkle. So if it's your
is
first
this a
baby...
New thing?
No, if you have your first baby, you have your baby shower, and for subsequent babies, you have what's called a sprinkle. It's like a smaller version. Like my girlfriends and I are going out this weekend, and I didn't realize it, but they're saying that's going to be for the baby.
You watch, Ethan. Before long, that's going to be for second and third weddings too. Like, you don't have to get me a gift again. We'll just call it a sprinkle.
No, but don't. I mean, I've not been to a second or third person like wedding. Would you not still get a gift? Of course
well,
you would, right?
Unless, like a lot of people will just tell you, no, we don't need any gifts. This is our
oh, come on. They,
my
they say that.
Marriage.
They say that.
I don't
but
really need anything.
They say that, but they really are secretly hoping that you'll give them at least some cash.
Why
don't need anything.
You get a refund
wink.
Because things went south on the first one.
Well, maybe who gets to keep it? Yeah, they have to work that out in court.
You have to remember what you said the first time.
That's true. Hey, remember that
toaster I gave you? I'd like that
bucks
back,
I spent
please.
The first time. Yeah.
That should cover the second gift, right? I don't need to get to another one.
I do think that's obnoxious. If somebody's getting married a second time, they invite you to their wedding, and they want a second gift. You got a household full of stuff. The gifts are generally household stuff anyway, right? If you're ordering off a registry.
Yeah, but more and more people are doing like a honeymoon fund.
Just donate to my honeymoon.
They're asking for donations for a down payment on a home. I've
seen
that.
Second time around, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel, Mark.
I'm just saying.
Hey, if you're getting married for a second time, don't invite Mark if you want a wedding gift.
It shouldn't be like a big elaborate affair if it's your second one.
Thank you.
No, I agree.
You've
I don't
already
think
been
I'd
through
want
it.
A big...
Unless maybe the person you're married, maybe it's their first one.
There's
well,
a lot
there's
of, I
that.
Guess there's a lot of innuendos with this that we could go down that like, no, okay, well, if it's this option, then...
We've got option weddings now.
All right, coming up, we'll get to in other news for you. I've got Genevieve Wood from Heritage in the next hour. We'll talk a little bit about the elimination, pretty much to the greatest extent they can, of the Department of Education, which has never educated anybody. So we'll talk to Genevieve about that at around 7:20. Back in a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, I guess traveling is really stressful for people, which it can be stressful, I guess, depending
well,
on your specific.
Well,
it is stressful, but it's also exciting. Like the overall feeling I have is excitement. But then, yes, there might be a little bit of stress getting ready and making sure that your flight's not delayed and all the things. But I guess people are so stressed out by traveling that there's this new trend called town sizing. It's a travel trend where people are opting to visit smaller towns. So it's lesser known destinations instead of these major cities that are really, really popular and touristy. And they're saying that it's all about discovering the charming small towns over a bustling city and will hopefully lead to a little bit less stress.
Huh. I guess. Give me a beer. I'll be less stressed.
Sounds like everything stresses everybody out.
I know.
Like everything.
Thank you.
I'll be looking forward to vacation. You know, a little stressful just if you got to drive.
Well, don't go
a long
on
way.
It if it's that stressful or not worth it. Just stay home.
Yeah, I may not take that cruise after all. I'm getting kind of stressed about it. Well, you could always drink some beer made by Eric Schmidt and Congressman Wesley Bell. So this is I've never heard of this before, But they claim that they've been doing it, they've done it before. It was launched back in 2017. I don't know how I've never heard of this before. It's part of AB's Brew Across America event. It's a bipartisan event and an annual competition in which congressional duos compete against each other for the Brew Democracy Cup. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
No.
Me neither. It must not be very good beer.
I wonder what kind of beer they went with.
Like, or it's not good advertising.
Hoppy or...
I just can't imagine.
I love a good sour beer.
I could be skunky for all
you like sour beer too, Ethan?
Love them.
The IPAs?
It's hit or miss. No. I mean, IPAs are good, but they can be a little too hoppy for me. But I really like sour beer.
Ugh.
Really?
They're good.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried one?
I'm sure.
I got a bunch of home I can bring in if you guys want
to. Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Well, I will in about 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, there you go.
Give me a little bit of time. Early September. I'd love to try some. Okay, I just want to preface this with the boy is okay, but there's a 9-year-old Minnesota boy who's recovering after an arrow went through his skull and into the center of his brain. His parents are calling it a miracle. So basically what happened was the dad was packing the family up for this hunting trip, and this actually happened back in March. But the boy slipped on ice that was in their driveway, and at the time he was carrying a bow and arrow, and it went straight through his head, basically. So the mom pulled the arrow out, and incredibly, the boy is okay.
Is there a picture of the arrow?
I've not seen that, and I don't know if I want to.
Aren't you supposed to leave stuff like that in
were supposed to. Like, if you're impaled by something,
right.
You're supposed to leave it in, because if you pull it out, it actually can create more damage.
Bleeding.
All that blooding,
I'm
telling
you.
You
blood to death. I'm just saying, I think you're right about that. Here a couple of, I got a couple animal stories for you. First of all, bears, right? There was a woman in Wisconsin, 69 years old. She's out walking near Comstock, wherever that is, on July 12th, and a black bear attacked her. And she was able to call 911 and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. But they had to track down the bear. This is 300 miles north of Milwaukee. That's way up there. And they had to find the bear and euthanize it once they found it. Apparently, it had a cub, from what they were able to tell.
The little and protective.
They think that that's why it happened.
I mean, you see those videos of even the bears here in the St. Louis area, and people are taking videos because you just don't think they're actually going to attack you.
You hope. What do you start to say, Sue?
I don't know. So we kill the mother of a bear.
Well, I think once they taste
human
blood, they worry that they'll do it again. So,
Or just don't go walking no more.
That's true. Stay out of the woods.
So you know how every other country calls soccer football? We're the only one, I guess, that...
Football.
Football. Sorry, let me pronounce that correctly. Football. Okay, well, Trump... And maybe this is all a joke. I feel like it is. But here's the USA Today headline. It says, Trump considers changing U.S. soccer to football and hosting the World Cup. And here's what USA Today says. He's already changed the name, like Gulf of Mexico, to Gulf of America. Like, hint, hint, he might do it again. He's not opposed.
But that's just very different. That's not political.
No.
Is he trying to appease the FIFA folks something?
Yeah, just trying to be consistent, I guess. He says they call it football. I guess we call it soccer, but the change could be made very easily. It's great to watch, that's what he said.
Did you see him at that when that team won the cup the other day in America?
Yeah.
And Trump happened to be in the stadium. He'd already gotten all this round of applause. So they let him carry out the trophy to the team. And then he just... Like the guy that was the other guy carrying the trophy handed him the trophy and walked off the stage. Trump stood there and they looked at him and he looked at them and then they all started cheering. So it was pretty funny.
Did not see that.
And somehow, of course, the media played it as if Trump had flubbed that and he wasn't supposed to stay there and celebrate with the team.
What do you call actual? If you change soccer to football, what do you call actual football?
Oh, you're going to keep calling it football.
Throwy ball.
That's too.
If they take it to you, that's a good question. If they take American football to Europe, which they've talked about expanding over there, they're not going to change the name of it. They'll just call it American football.
That's
probably.
Stupid.
Yeah,
I suspect.
What sports do you like? Well, I like hockey and I like basketball and I like American football.
Football.
I like football and American football.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. That's it. All right. Coming up, we'll get to Genevieve Wood on the end of the Department of Education. And a little later, the Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey joining us live about 8:20. Back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.